Arizona's rental housing market does not have a ton of good options for low-income renters. That's according to a new report from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, which ranks Arizona 22nd in the country as far as affordability of a two-bedroom apartment. For more on what the report says and what it means, we turn to Val Iverson, Executive Director of the Arizona Housing Alliance.
I think the report clearly showed that it's still difficult to find an affordable apartment in Arizona. The report showed that a typical worker needs to earn at least $16.87 an hour to be able to afford a typical apartment in this state, and that's far and above what our workers are making in this state.
So why is it, do you think, that it is so hard for folks to be able to find one that they can afford?
Well, I think it's a shortcoming in the market. Developers do a great job of building lots of apartments in Arizona, but unfortunately, they're not building the apartments that match the income levels of those in the state. So a recent study by the National Low Income Housing Coalition actually found that we have a shortage of 140,000 affordable apartments for those low-wage earners. And Arizona is unfortunately the third worst state in the country in addressing the housing needs of our most vulnerable populations.
You hear from developers, though, all the time who say, you know, we're not going to build something that nobody's going to live in. So if they're building higher end apartments, clearly there are people who can afford to live in them. What, I guess, would be the draw for a developer to build maybe a complex or an apartment building for lower income folks?
Well, that's the catch, because developers are not going to build apartments at this level on their own. But Arizona provides incentives to all types of businesses. So Arizona needs to provide some public investment to entice the private market so that it can work for all Arizonans. In fact, Arizona has a state housing trust fund, and we've been working to restore funding to the state housing trust fund to provide those type of incentives so that the apartments will be built that match the income levels of those in this state.
If you drive around the valley, it's pretty obvious that there's a lot of apartment building going on. You see buildings and complexes going up all over the place. When new apartment complexes come online, even if they're higher end, does that push the slightly older ones who might also be somewhat high end down the scale and make those perhaps more affordable than they were before the newer buildings were built?
Well, that's exactly the choices that low-wage workers are having to make. Low-wage earners have to make difficult choices every day. Either they find an affordable apartment that's in a less desirable neighborhood and in poor condition, or they find a decent apartment in a safe neighborhood, but they pay too much for rent.
So what's the answer then? I mean, you mentioned the housing trust fund. I mean, how do we fix this?
Well, really, it takes some resources to provide incentives to the developers. In this state, we like to provide carrots instead of sticks. So we have a state housing trust fund that was receiving, prior to the recession, over $30 million a year. And that was doing a great job of making sure that we were building apartments for all income levels in the states and meeting all of Arizona's needs. During the recession, that state housing trust fund was capped at $2.5 million, and that is never going to help to meet the need of 140,000 apartments for our most vulnerable families.
So how much money do you think it would take to be able to build or fix up apartment buildings so that all of those folks could have a place to live that they could afford?
If we were able to restore our housing trust fund to its previous levels, in a few decades, we could probably meet the needs of all Arizonans and make sure that they all had an affordable and available apartment to live in. But it's going to take a few years to make up for the deficit that we've created in this state.
Val Iverson is Executive Director of the Arizona Housing Alliance. Val, thanks.
Thank you so much for having me today.